Here's a question for you. Does Australia's legal action in the International Court of Justice, that action against Japanese whaling, does it basically boil down to an attack against Japanese culture? Is it an attempt by Australia to impose on Japan its cultural aversion to whaling? Have a think about that. Because Australia is urging the United Nations highest court to ban Japan's annual whale hunt, arguing that it breaches a 1986 moratorium on commercial whaling. Now, joining you now from The Hague is Noriyuki Shikata. He's a spokesman for the Japanese government. Mr. Shikata, thank you for joining us.
Thank you very much.
Does Japan truly expect the world to believe that it kills whales for research?
Well, Japan is conducting the scientific research in a manner such that no harm to stocks will occur in full application of the precautionary approach. And our program is carefully conceived and planned and sustainable.
No harm can occur other than to those whales that are killed. Is it surely not possible to conduct that research without actually killing whales?
Well, last week we heard Australian expert's statement, and what he said was the small take by Japan will not in any way endanger minke whales. And we think that it is essential that our scientific research is conducted.
But the minke, the fin and humpback whales, these are all endangered species. Surely there can be no justification for killing any of them.
Well, almost all of our catch related to minke whales, which exist in the order of 515,000, according to International Whaling Commission in the Antarctic, and our catch research is limited to less than 0.3% of the stock.
What precisely is it about the research conducted by Japan that that requires the killing of whales?
Well, through our research program, we could understand the information related to age profile, reproductive data, environmental conditions, abundance, and that kind of research is necessary.
Although other people working in the field argue very strongly that that information can be gained without actually killing the animals.
Well, like last week when we heard Australian experts or American expert brought by Australia, there is no denying that some lethal methods are required to obtain such information, as I mentioned.
The number of Japanese people eating whale meat, that's declining, is it not?
It is true, but there is the continuing traditions and cultures. We have been engaged in whaling 2,000 years, and as you know, Australia also has been engaged in commercial whaling until 1979, and used this international convention to conduct sustainable whaling. But in 1979, Australia drastically changed its position.
Is there a sense among Japanese people that the argument made by countries like Australia against Japanese whaling is sort of a cultural imposition?
Well, different religions and cultures have different views on animals. For example, cows are sacred for Hindus, and we do not criticize other culture. And If one culture has to prove superiority over others, the world would not be a peaceful or harmonious place.
Is that part of the argument that Japan has been making in The Hague?
Well, this is one argument, but the central question here is whether the Japanese scientific research is in line with the international treaty. And our view is that we are fully abiding by the international convention, and Australia failed to prove its allegation as a breach of international conventions.
Would it be possible for Japan not to conduct a scientific program that involved the death of some whales without also having those whales eaten?
As I mentioned, lethal methods, from our viewpoint, is indispensable. And our special permit whaling is founded in law and based on science, as recognized by scientific committee of the International Whaling Committee Commission.
What's the scientific usefulness of eating whale meat?
Well, in line with the convention, it is required, we are obligated to make use of the catches, and we are abiding by the convention to make use of the whale, not wasting them.
That then makes it, in a sense, commercial whaling, does it not?
It is not. It is this kind of procedure is specifically required in the convention, and we think that we are fully abiding by the convention.
Now, this is a complicated process in The Hague. It's a 16-judge world court. I'm wondering, when do you think you will hear of an outcome?
Well, we don't know exactly when there will be the outcome, and we will be waiting for it. Usually it takes, you know, half a year or so, but it's up to the court to decide.
Mr. Shikata, thanks for your time.
You're welcome.
Noriyuki Shikata is a spokesman for the Japanese government, and the Japanese government currently engaged with Australia in a legal action in the International Court of Justice in The Hague, dealing with Japanese whaling.